Okay, I didn't totally understand the difference between the mind and the mental qualities in regards to the four foundations. Would you elaborate? Yeah, it's. I mean, it could be a semantic difference, but it's in terms of. In the foundations of mindfulness, then it is the say body feeling is vedana, jitta, which I just talked about, of that both the mood and the thinking aspects of the mind, so it's more like, but in that terms of mind, it's more like the content of the mind in terms of a bit broader, the mind with greed, the mind without greed, the mind with aversion, mind without aversion, the mind that's scattered, the mind that's concentrated, the mind that's spacious, the mind that's contracted. So it's more like a bit more loose, it's. In terms of its kind of maybe like a mood of a mind, a content of the mind, but then the fourth foundation of mindfulness is the mindfulness of Dhamma and Dhammas, and in that sense, it's looking to phenomena or mental qualities within the mind. So then, the Buddha points to, say, five hindrances, so these are specific mental qualities that perform a role to hinder and obstruct our practice. There's the mental qualities facilitate and support the practice, the seven factors of awakening. There's things that are kind of neutral, but they're important to understand their place of how they function. So the five aggregates or the six sense bases, they're categories of experience in our practice that we need to be attentive to. To be able to step back from the habit of identification, and then of course the Four Noble Truths as a category of phenomena or mental qualities, Dhamma. So there's a slightly different. I mean, they're obviously part of the mind, but they're held or viewed or worked with in a different way. Or they perform a slightly different function.